Today we celebrate Trinity Sunday, and this is a deeply theological feast as we recognize that God is Trinity in unity, unity in Trinity, three in one, yet one in three. That God is not multiple. It's not that we have three gods. We're not polytheistic where we believe we have God who is a Father, and then we have a second God who is a Son, and the third God who is the Holy Spirit. No, we have one God. But we also know that we have three persons in that one God, and the Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father. And the Son is not the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's not the Son, and the Holy Spirit's not the Father, and the Father's not the Holy Spirit. Three distinct persons in one God. You got that? It's a little confusing sometimes. When we look at this throughout the centuries, the church has tried to describe and comprehend, how do we speak about this mystery? How do we talk about God as Trinity yet unity? And we've used all sorts of different images, whether it's that God the Father is the speaker, and God the Son is the Word, and God the Holy Spirit is the voice that speaks it. Or the image of the kiss, where there's the kisser, and that which the beloved which is kissed, and then the Holy Spirit is the kiss itself. Or God is love, the lover and the beloved, and love itself. And we use all these different images, and nothing really gets at it. Nothing can kind of get our mind around it. But on one level, I think that's not too bad of a thing. Because if our puny minds could comprehend an infinite God, I would kind of think maybe he's not worth worshiping if we could actually grasp him with our intellects. But that all being said, we get down to the brass tacks and we basically say, who cares? What difference does it make that God is Trinity? Because let's be honest, for most of us, I think we probably think, well, that's nice, but does it really make any difference in my life? I propose to you today that it makes all the difference in the universe. It means everything. Why? Because at the very heart of who God is he is relationship. From all eternity, he lives in relationship, Father to the Son, Son back to the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. And we would not be able to be in relationship if God was not Trinity. By the very fact that he is relationship itself, now we can have relationship with others. In fact, by the fact that we were made in his image and likeness, we were made to be in relationship because we were made in the image of God, that we can be in relationship with others and with God himself only because he is Trinity. I said a moment ago that we can't grasp God with our intellects. But the mystics of our tradition say we can grasp God with our love. While he is beyond our ability to think him through, we can hold on to him by our love. And this is the key of why we are Christians. That our God is not somewhere distant from us. As much as, you know, I kind of liked that song by Bette Midler, you know, from a distance, dee 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 dee. We hear in the refrain, God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. No! He's not watching us from a distance. He is so close to us. He is closer to us than marrow is to the bone. God is not somewhere out there. He is here. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. This is key. That he's calling us into this relationship. We hear this throughout the readings this weekend. In the first reading we hear, did ever a people hear the voice of God speaking as you did? Or venture to take a nation to himself as he did. that with strong hand and outstretched arm, He worked marvels before our very eyes, that God is close. God is so close to us. He's doing things in our midst if we have eyes but to see, ears to hear. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be His own. We sang in the responsorial psalm today, God choosing you and me, calling us to be His own. He's saying, I want you close to me. I want you close to my heart. The fact that God is Trinity is not some distant mystery, but rather it is how He is able to draw us to Himself. In fact, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God and daughters. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, St. Paul tells us, through whom we cry out, Abba, Daddy, Papa, Father. He wants this intimate, trusting relationship. Do we trust God? Do we have this relationship where we can say, yes, Abba, Daddy, Papa, I fall into your arms and I know you will catch me. He pours out His Spirit in baptism as we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that now we can truly know God has this relationship with us. In fact, we have to remember that we don't refer to God just by what He does. This is why we don't baptize, for instance, in the name of the Creator and the Redeemer and the Sanctifier. Or we don't start Mass by saying, in the name of the Creator and the Redeemer and the Sanctifier. No, because those are talking about what God does. And God's identity is deeper than what He does. Before He created, before He redeemed, before He sanctified, He was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is a reflection on us too, that we are not limited by what we do or what we can't do. Our identity is based on the fact that we are made in God's image and likeness, that we are children of God. That is our identity. Not, you know, what we can do, what we can't do, what we failed at, what we've figured out. Those are secondary. Primary core relationship. That is who we are. Our relationship with God. This is key. And so we call God Father, because from all eternity, He is Father. And He says, I want to be Father to you. And even should we have had bad fathers in our lives, Father, every human father takes his name from Him, not the other way around. That we look to our God as the Abba, Daddy, Papa. And then He sends His Son into our humanity so that we can now know that God wants to be called brother. That He is our brother. And by adopting us into His family by the Holy Spirit, now we can look to God and say, we are yours. The mystery of the Trinity, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, means everything. Our whole relationship with God is because He is Trinity. Even if we don't understand it, even if we can't figure out how we're going to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, or if we've had a bad father and we don't know how to relate to God as Father, by the very fact that we can relate to Him is because He is Trinity. He's calling us deep within His heart. Will we finally surrender and open our arms and let Him catch us, drawing us deep within the mystery of His love?